American officials are also watching al-Qaeda, and according to U.S. intelligence agencies, that enemy is getting stronger, not weaker. A National Intelligence Estimate, or NIE, that's a report from the intelligence agency, says al-Qaeda is rebuilding its leadership. It can operate safely in Pakistan along the border with Afghanistan. Now, that area was never much under Pakistan's control, but it became even less so when Pakistan's president, a key U.S. ally, withdrew troops from the region under pressure. To follow up, we called Frances Townsend, an advisor to President Bush.
Al-Qaeda needs a safe haven to be able to regenerate, and they found that now in the federally administrated tribal area of Pakistan. And President Musharraf, after the seizure of the Red Mosque, gave a speech and said he's going to root out extremism in every nook of Pakistan. And every indication is that President Musharraf takes this very seriously and is going after it.
But your intelligence also says quite clearly that his actions over the last year, or a little more than a year, have made the United States less safe.
Well, it doesn't say that his actions have made us less safe. What it says is al-Qaeda has regenerated three things of four things that they need to launch an attack: safe haven, top leadership, and operational lieutenants. But let's be real clear. They are weaker than they were before September 11th, and we are stronger because we have built capabilities and alliances that we didn't have before September the 11th.
Now let me ask about another part of the world, Iraq. This report says that al-Qaeda, quote, will probably seek to leverage its contacts and capabilities in Iraq. What abilities are you talking about?
Steve, I think it's important that we at least refer to the entire sentence.
Please, go ahead.
We assess that al-Qaeda will probably seek to leverage and the contacts and capabilities of al-Qaeda in Iraq, its most visible and capable affiliate, and the only one known to have expressed a desire to attack the homeland. It's important that we understand that there's al-Qaeda central, al-Qaeda core, bin Laden, Zawahiri in the tribal areas. And we know that al-Qaeda in Iraq is a direct, capable affiliate of al-Qaeda core, so that when the president says that al-Qaeda in Iraq are the same people who tried to kill us, it's al-Qaeda writ large, the same al-Qaeda that killed 3,000 Americans on September the 11th.
Well, you know that one of the intelligence officials who helped to draft this report has been briefing reporters and said that before the war in Iraq, al-Qaeda had no capabilities in Iraq, and that overwhelmingly now their resources are focused inside Iraq, not at attacking the United States. Is that correct?
Al-Qaeda's resources are focused in Iraq because that's where we are capturing and killing them every single day. And so it drains their resources there. There's no question that they'd like to try and extend their reach. And we see them trying to inspire like-minded affiliates, if you will, around the world in places like London and Glasgow. But they are very much tied down because we're keeping them tied down, fighting them in Iraq.
Is it correct that they had no capability in Iraq before the war?
I don't know what, I wasn't at that briefing. I don't know what the intelligence official said.
Based on your information, is it correct that they had no capability in Iraq before the war?
Steve, I'm going to rely on the intelligence community. Just as this NIE is the consensus of the intelligence community, I rely on the Office of the DNI for their intelligence.
The Director of National Intelligence, you're saying.
That's right, and so I would refer you to them.
Is the United States in more peril if there are now people in Iraq who are fighting Americans and getting trained and, as you say, talking, at least expressing a desire to attack the homeland?
Well, there's no question Americans are at risk by al-Qaeda, whether that's in Afghanistan or North Africa or Europe or Iraq. We worry that they pose a threat to Americans because of their stated intention to harm us.
This report says, right now, we assess that al-Qaeda's association with al-Qaeda in Iraq, this affiliate in Iraq, helps al-Qaeda to energize the broader Sunni extremist community, raise resources, and to recruit and indoctrinate operatives, including for homeland attacks. It sounds, from that sentence alone, like the war in Iraq has been a great boon to al-Qaeda.
You know, in every conflict that this country has faced, going back long before the war on terrorism, our enemies have used images from the battlefield to motivate, recruit, and for propaganda. So that they're doing that should be no surprise.
So has this war been a boon for al-Qaeda?
It's not. This is not. Steve, what I'm trying to communicate not so well is that it doesn't matter whether it's in Iraq, whether it's in Baghdad or Riyadh, they will use these images to promote and inspire and indoctrinate and recruit.
Ms. Townsend, thanks very much for taking the time.
Steve, thank you very much.
Frances Townsend is Assistant to the President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism. And by the way, you can read for yourself the latest declassified portion of the National Intelligence Estimate at npr.org.